everyone, it's Gina, Mike, Sarah, Echo, Bravo, Papa, with another walkthrough of the Nano VNA Saver application version 0.4, this time from a Mac running Catalina. You do have to give the file executable permissions, but once you've done that, you can run the app. And running just like Windows, it opens up a terminal window and then it takes a good few seconds and then the app becomes available and fully navigable with VoiceOver. I've locked the VoiceOver keys, so I just use the arrow keys. I'm going to go right to find the connect the serial port group so that I can interact with it and connect to my VNA.
Sweep control markers, marker 1, marker 2, row error, marker 3, S11, S20 analysis, TDR, reference sweep, serial port control group.
And I'm going to hold the shift down and interact with, and down arrow and interact with it.
In serial port control group, 5 items, port.
And then I'm going to go 3 spaces with the right arrow key, and I'll hear the port address first and H4, so I know that it sees the VNA.
Slash dev slash QAS 5101 H4 combo box. The scan button. Connect to device button.
And I'll tap the space bar.
Triggers the action connect to device. Disconnect.
And disconnect. I'll uninteract. And I'll use the left arrow key to go back.
Disconnect. Serial port control group. Reference TD analysis S1 SLA marker 3 row area marker 2 marker 1 markers group sweep control group.
Sweep control. And I'll interact with the group.
In sweep control group. Fit 7 megahertz. Insertion of end lock text. Sweep control. Edit text.
And there's the start. And then with the Mac, it is logical, unlike the Windows. The center frequency is the next one, but you don't need to populate that because you just go to the stop. And once you put that in, it will do that itself. Then a few right arrows to the right. You see a busy progress indicator, and then after that, the scan button or sweep button.
Right. Screen dimmed.
And I'm going to do that.
Send 7 stop, 7 span, 3 segment, 1, 3 point sweep settings, sweep control, visit sweep button.
And I'm going to tap the space bar on the sweep button.
Trick 7 megahertz, content selected 7 megahertz, unselected, insertion of end lock text.
Now what it's done is jump to a to the marker group, so I need to uninteract with that.
Out of markers group,
and then right arrow, I believe,
marker 1 group,
and then it's marker 1, and you interact with that.
In marker 1 group, 24 items, frequency,
and it says 24 items and it says frequency. Right arrow.
7.00000 megahertz.
There's my frequency.
VSWR.
VSWR.
1.002.
1.0. It's very neat. Very neat. And as it said, you've got 24 items. So we've got
impedance.
Impedance.
49.9J7 return loss.
Return loss.
Minus 62 pot series L.
Series L. And I stop into there's even more. Uninteract with marker 1 group.
Out of marker 1 group.
Right arrow.
Marker 2 group.
Marker 2 and interact with the group.
In marker 2 group. 24 items. Frequency.
And 24 items and the frequency.
7.17500 megahertz.
And 7.1. There we go. And uninteract with the group.
Out of marker 2 group. Grow area.
And then there's something called grow area. I'm not sure what that is.
Marker 3 group.
And then marker 3 group.
In marker 3 group, 24 items, frequency.
And we've got our 24 items and frequency again. Very simple, very neat, very easy. If you're used to using a Mac with the VO keys and interacting. And that's all there is to it. So I hope this is useful to somebody. 73 all, and I'll catch you further down the log.